Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromholt, and I'm very excited to welcome back a whole slew of returning guests into the studio. They have all been with us with their full complement of musicians. We're going to be doing some stripped down sets tonight, something a little different, something a little unique. But the connector is that there's a really, really great show happening Friday night, Valentine's night, at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. Calling it Dayton is for lovers, and it's a Valentine's Day dance. There's going to be music. There's going to be art. There's going to be a kissing booth, which we'll find out more about here a little later, and all of the great fun of being at the Yellow Cab. We'll tell you all about the show, but first we're going to hear some acoustic tunes from one of the bands that's going to be performing. Here are three out of the larger group of Lost on Iddings.
The river somewhere ends, makes its way back to the sea, back to where it began, back to where it began. Wasn't supposed to go down that way, but you know, at the end of the day, still looking over your shoulder, a little bit wiser, a little bit older. Meet me in the moonlight down by the little stream. Take me in your loving arms, join me in my dream. Wherever you go, I will be there too. The dreams we chase, they're made for me and you. Made for me and you. Wasn't supposed to go down that way, but you know, the end of the day, still looking over your shoulder, little bit wiser, a little bit older.
moon will rise, and the cat will prowl. The night keeps secret what the day won't allow. That's called Dream Chaser. Go outside and look up at the moon tonight.
So in celebration of the Valentine's Day and the Valentine's Day show we're doing this Friday at Yellow Cab, we're doing some songs about love, and that was a very sweet song by our own Todd Oakes about love, and this one's maybe a little more about obsession, but still about love nonetheless. It's called Annette Roulette.
Chante, my lady, it's good to see you around. I've been hanging round the quarter, trying to track you down. Ever since you left me, can't get you out my life. I'd like to say we've had success, but we both know that's a lie. One more time, gonna roll the dice. I'm hoping this time you're gonna play nice. Take my chance to see what I can get. Never been the safest bet. That roulette I got to get you back into my life. Well, baby, when you walk, you got me feeling weak. When you pass that look my way, I can barely speak. When we get to loving, I can't even see. I hung up on your line anytime, whenever you got the need. One more time, gonna roll the dice. Hoping this time you're gonna play nice. Take my chance to see what I can get. You've never been the safest bet. I got to get you back into my life. I can blame it on the voodoo, blame it on the Zydeco, blame it all on that dirty coast funk and the sound of the saxophone. But I guess that I know better, it's the way she moves her hips. She got kisses just like dynamite hanging from her lips. Girl, I know the trouble ain't just your middle name. It's tattooed on your lower back without a sense of shame. Never belonged to any man, I never be no wife. But I still want you anyway, and will until I die.
One more time, gonna roll the dice.
Hoping this time you're gonna play nice. Take my chance to see what I can get. Never been the safest bet. Annette Roulette, I got to get you back into my life.
Lost on Innings live in the WYSO studio. 3 out of 6. Hey, guys.
Hey, Juliet. How are you?
How are you? It's been a little while since you've been here.
Yeah.
A few months.
A few months. Yeah.
I think we like to keep it a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
You know, stop by once a quarter.
I was going to say, if nothing else, it was significantly warmer
yes.
the last time you were here.
I remember being in the parking lot and not crying.
Yeah, not freezing.
Brad brought you something, Juliet.
I heard. Yeah.
It's a bill.
Oh.
Sorry for the bad news.
It's a summons.
Man.
We've been trying to hook up here for a while, and I brought you a donation on behalf of the Miami Valley Music Fest Association for $500 for WYSO for everything you guys do in the local music community and the community in general, and it's our way of saying thank you for everything you guys do and continued support of our organization, and we want to stay in good standing with you guys and support you also. So we got a $500 check for you today, and thank you guys for being you, basically. So.
Well, on behalf of everyone here, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
It's great to have the local music community. You know, it's that give and take that we've got, you know, why so and
you gotta keep scratching
music.
Each other's backs.
That's right.
It doesn't
That's
continue,
right.
So.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you. You were Buckeye Music Magazine's Musician of the Month.
Very flattered by that. I was surprised and flattered. So, yeah, they do wonderful things also, and they do a lot to uplift the local musicians throughout the state of Ohio. And you know, we can't applaud them enough for the work that they do in the community, especially us local musicians and small time guys. They really make us feel big. And so, thank you, Jimmy Cummings and Chubby Howard. So, thank you guys.
So, new year, cold weather, but we'll be getting into the warm stuff soon. What's on the slate for 2014 for Lost on Innings? I know, you know, there's a lot, of course, you know, in the works for Miami Valley Music Fest and all that good stuff. But what's the new year looking like for you guys?
Well, we obviously got the Valentine's Day show on Friday night and with Jossel, obviously, and DJ Jay Madewell and local artist, sculptor Eric Wright, who's also in Lost on Innings, and Greg Clem, who is in Jossel. Actually, Eric's in both bands. So.
Eric's in every band.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
He's really good.
Yeah, we have to share. So, yeah.
Of course, Jennifer will be there.
Yep, Jennifer will be. You have your photography on hand. Yep. So it's be something different to do, you know, not just your normal night out at the bar watching a band. So it's going to be, I believe, a high school prom theme event. Yeah. And people probably dress a little goofy, but this time they get to bring their own beer legally. So. Yes. As long as you're 18. Yes. Or, I'm sorry, 21.
You know, and it's not 1983.
So. You know the best thing about a prom dress, right, Juliet?
Getting
it off, right?
Walking right into that
one. Let's see that prom dress on the floor.
Oh, no. Other night, we got next Friday night, we'll be with the Spike Drivers at Woodlands Tavern. And it's always a pleasure getting to play with those guys and play at that
Spikes.
Venue. So. After that, it'll be, what we got? Yeah, Winterfest. Back at Woodlands. So they've given me the keys to that car, and I get to bring in, I think we got 11 total bands I'm bringing to Woodlands Tavern to help promote what the Miami Valley does over here, over in Columbus, to a different scene and show them what we have to offer and, you know, push our association and let people know what we're doing on that side of the state there.
It'll be a reminder of the summer, you know, bringing a festival atmosphere indoors.
Yeah,
and
a few vendors and a couple artists and flow dancers and flow artists, stuff like that. So it's Jossel Wash to also be on that lineup. So just taking the Dayton scene to Columbus and see what happens. So,
hey, share and share alike, you know?
Yeah. If you've never been to Woodlands, you have to go at least once, and so why not make it Winterfest?
Exactly.
Perfect. And then moving forward from there, it's gearing up for summer festival season, I'm guessing?
We're just kind of...
Got the odd show here and there, you know, coming up.
Yeah.
One at Jack's in April and, you know...
Seems like 2 or 3 calls a week at this point. We're just kind of figuring out which ones work for all of our schedules and everybody being in other bands. So it's, you know, get the ones that fit best and that we have time to do, I guess, at this point, so...
Excellent. Well, everybody's first opportunity and... The what sounds like it's going to be the most fun one in the immediate future is coming out to see you guys at the Yellow Cab Friday night. Lost on Innings is there. Jossel's going to be there. We'll hear from them here in a little bit. Art on display, all kinds of great art. It's a Valentine's Day prom dance theme. Jennifer Clark's in the house. She's going to be telling us about some of the art things that are happening, some photography stuff that she's doing, and some other cool things in association with this event. But it's going to be a good time, you guys.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're all looking forward to it.
Can we hear another live one?
Absolutely.
Great.
Do a little Bob Dylan for you.
Yeah, this is for all of our wives and our girlfriends and our mistresses and
hey,
concubines.
Man, right? Well,
they know about them.
They're listening, Todd.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. So take the dark out of the nighttime. Paint the daytime black. You start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you wind up peeking through a keyhole, down upon one knee. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, got no place to fall. She's nobody's child. The law can't touch her at all. Sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring. Sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector. You're a walking in. Bow down to her on Sunday. Salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday. Salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet. Christmas, get her a drum. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. She's got everything she needs. She's
an artist, she don't look bad. She take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black. She take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black. She take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black.
Lost Monetics, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love.
Thanks, Julia. Thanks for having us out, as always.
My pleasure. My
love,
pleasure.
Love.
Check out Lost on Ittings. They're going to be playing at the Yellow Cab as part of the Dayton is for Lovers Valentine's Day dance. They'll be joined on the stage by Jossel, who we're going to be hearing from a little later on. DJ Jay Madewell will be spinning. There's going to be art. There's going to be photography. And here to tell us a little bit about that is returning guest, my good friend, Miss Jennifer Clark. Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you, Juliet. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this event. As with everything at the Yellow Cab, it's not just a concert. It's not just an art show. It is a cool mashup of all kinds of neat things in the community.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a community. Jeff Opt actually comes into play here. He brought us all together. I met Rich Reuter through Last Waltz last year, and a couple of months ago he contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in putting together a little something special for this Valentine's Day dance. And I had done a photo booth in the past at Sideshow last year, and it worked out tremendously well. It was a big hit. So we're going to try it with a little bit of an upgrade this year. Give a little something special to the guests. It's going to be everything good you remember about high school prom photos. I promise it'll look good. I'll do a good job. I try not to take unflattering pictures. I try to, you know, make sure everyone looks up and avoids those double chins.
Can they still do the cheesy poses, though?
Cheesy poses are allowed. I promise to make it only a little awkward.
Yeah, just enough awkward that it's fun. Yeah. Fun awkward, not awkward awkward.
Right. So I put a little bit of a sample out there earlier today, actually, just to give people an idea, you know, so they can get the visuals in their head, you know. Think back 10, 20 years ago, maybe less than that, maybe more. You know, how do I smile for something like this? Do I just, you know, act really cool and not smile? Or do I just ham it up? I don't know. You know, just to get people to think about that kind of thing. Just get involved. Just feel it all.
For you as a photographer, you know, last time you were here, we were talking about photographing musicians. And that's a very unposed, you know, they're in the moment playing. Is it a different mindset for you doing a photo booth where you've got, you know, your subject standing right there trying or not trying or trying to affect a certain look or a mood?
Yeah, it is, because there are so many things that can come into play with that kind of situation as well. You have your whole environment to think about. You know, the subject is inherently conscious of their physical presence and, you know, the environment around them. Like, you know, there's a party going on around me, but I'm here in front of a camera. Do I need to get this done quickly, or do I take as long as I want because I want a really good Facebook picture, you know? I've thought about some of the other things from last year's photo booth, and I had – that was really kind of a more gimmicky one with, like, props and you know, inflatable ukulele and straw hat kind of thing. This one's more – I think it's kind of almost a little more intimate, which mm-hmm. is kind of nice for the setting. It's a dance. It's going to be romantic. People can feel free to cozy up to their significant others or, you know, the person they met 5 minutes ago. I'm going to do my best to provide themed props, maybe some X's and O's, some lips, you know, get people in the mood, keep them in the mood if they're already in the mood. Might not be much of a challenge with the music that we've got going. So
absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, with the music, along with the music, and you've got your photo booth. Eric Reith is going to have art, and Greg Clem. Mm-hmm. So
and me too.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have art up too.
Yep.
Great. Awesome. Now you mentioned that you had the photo booth at Sideshow, and people ought to know that if they've been to Sideshow in the past and they've said, how do I get involved with this? Now's kind of the time.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. We are accepting applications for Sideshow coming up until March 21st. So about a month and a half left to get those applications in. We're looking for visual artists, both 2 and 3D, and also musicians. We've got a two-day music and art show, art and music show, to a lot of space to fill, some time to fill. Todd the Fox is going to be running the music side of things, so definitely seek him out, talk to him about, you know, what we're looking for, what the schedule is going to be like, what we can provide as far as, you know, the technical aspects of putting on a live performance. Anyone, I should probably put that email address out there. If you're interested in getting some information from us or sending your application, go ahead and just give us an idea of what your art is and what your requirements are. Email it to DaytonSideshow2014@gmail.com.
Cool. And we'll get that link up on the Facebook page as well and all of the info on Sideshow. I wanted to ask you, you know, we first met at your first Sideshow when you were setting up for your first Sideshow. And that was kind of like one of your first sort of public outings as an artist.
Yeah.
And now you're involved in all of these different things. You know, we talked in the fall when you were showing your music photos. And you're working on this event at the Yellow Cab, and you're involved in the planning of Sideshow. Mm-hmm. What's that like for you as an artist to go through that evolution?
It's been a really wild, fast, like crazy ride. Really overwhelming. And I've been trying to, like, I never really thought I was going to be organizing an art show, but I feel like it's kind of perfect for me because I really love being involved in this community and sharing ideas with like-minded people. But I never saw myself as like a leader. You know, I just was more of a contributor. But I'm really excited to be, you know, participating and you know, bringing my unique things to the gifts and talents to the table and having them recognized. And also what's been kind of nice is, you know, from this vantage point, it's easier to see everyone else and be looking for the next people to take on things from next year and to seek out and to go out into different parts of our community that haven't been accessed before. Like just this last weekend, actually, I was at Schuster Center for the Ohio Players show, and they had a very similar kind of situation going on with live music and an art show, and it was wonderful. It was put together by one of the Miami Valley's art very, very, very well-known art teacher that I can't remember his name.
Dave Davis.
I think that's his name. Yep. Yes, thank you. It was wonderful. Just a lot of diverse art, you know, sculptures, paintings, everything. And I actually talked to a couple of the artists there about showing their art at Sideshow. Just, you know, I hadn't seen their art there before. And these are new names that are new to me. So we can pull each other together and just make it a stronger fabric, you know, woven together, I think. You know, they can't hurt anything, so it'll only help.
Excellent. Well, we'll be looking forward to more updates on the Sideshow as we get closer.
Yes.
If you're interested in getting involved, check it out. Info online. You can email DaytonSideshow2014@gmail.com to get more info on if you're an artist or a musician that's interested in getting involved.
Or a lover of the arts. We're looking for volunteers as well.
Excellent. So show some art, play some music, get involved, work with your hands. A lot of ways to get involved with the sideshow. And of course, as we get closer to the actual event, we'll be telling you all about who's there, what to hear, what to see, what's new this year, because there's always something new. But in the meantime, head out to the Yellow Cab Friday night. It is Dayton is for Lovers. It's a Valentine's Day dance, music, art, photography. Jen will take your picture. She'll make you look good. Slightly awkward, but good awkward.
Awkward.
People who know what I mean know what I mean. And we'll be back actually here in just a minute to hear some more of the some more samplings of the music that you're going to hear Friday night. We'll be going live with some of the members from Jaw Soul. But Jen, thank you. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you so much, Juliet.
Very happy to have you here. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We're going to take a quick break, get some levels set, and then we're going to come back and hear some great tunes from some of the members of Jaw Soul. Just another little taste of what's happening this Friday night at the Yellow Cab. That is coming up in just a moment here on WYSO.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
In a world where music has no boundaries, one radio station, one DJ will risk everything to return Dayton back to the land of funk. Go behind the groove with your host,
Radio Basim.
Get behind the groove after Around the Fringe Friday nights on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been giving you a little sampling of what's happening Friday night at the Yellow Cab building downtown. The event is called Dayton is for Lovers. It's a Valentine's Day dance. Lost on Innings is going to be performing. DJ Jay Madewell is going to be spinning. Eric Reith and Greg Clem are going to have art, as is Jennifer Clark. She's going to be doing a prom-themed photo booth for all of your awesome lovers pictures for the evening. And our good friends Jaw Soul are going to be performing. A couple of the members are here tonight, and they're going to give you a little taste.
I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I never wanna play your game. I never wanna feel your pain. I never thought when I was a kid that a grown-up life is so insane. I never want you all in your chore. I just wanna I wanna feel your love. Raise my arms up to the sky. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I think we all got a reason to rise up. I never wanna play your game. I never wanna feel your pain. I never thought when I was a kid that I'd be in life was so insane. I don't want you all in your chore. I just wanna I can feel your love in your life. Raise my hands up to the sky.
Jossel, live in the YSO studios. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy to have you guys here. Well, two out of, is it still eight or?
No, it's 10.
It's 10 now.
It's 10 all
oh
the time.
Gosh.
Sometimes it's 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we had 8 last time you were on, at least.
Yes, probably.
I think that's all we could fit in the old studio, to be quite
honest. That's the last time we were here is the old studio.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a little while.
The girls were in the hallway.
They were.
Is that what I call
it? Yes. Yeah, yeah. We were so crammed in that old space. Yeah, well, we need to get everybody back in here because we got room for them.
Definitely.
So what has the band been up to this past year? I see your name all over the place, doing a lot of live stuff still?
Yeah, definitely. Last year was way busy. From the beginning of the year, we hooked up with Brad and the Miami Valley Music Fest for the Winter Fest. And then after that, Reggae Fest. We did the Mumford & Sons Festival in Troy. Wham Bam. Miami Valley Music Fest. Halloween, the Oregon District. I felt like we were so busy last year. It was crazy. I don't know if we'd be that busy this year. But we got a bunch of shows coming up already.
Cool. So the New Year's looking like more live stuff. Are you sticking more to festivals again and outdoor events, or are you going to try to do kind of a mix? Or
we're city people, so we like we like the city.
Yeah.
So I mean, we like the festivals too, definitely. But I mean, we like to play it a lot. So to get our fill, you know, we got to do the scene in town. It makes us happy. So, I mean, it's good. It's close to home.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun to get the people dancing in the clubs, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
What's it going to be like for you guys to be involved Friday night at the Yellow Cab? Should be really fun. Perfect for you guys, I would have to say.
Yeah, definitely. We've there's only 2 of us out of 11. So, we're missing, like, huge elements of the band.
Yep.
We're missing the girls. We're missing keyboards. Guitars, bass, everything. So, we got a whole disco element to the band. So it's disco. It's still like disco funk with a little bit of hints of reggae.
Excellent.
Intertwined.
Excellent.
And it's still sexy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100.
Absolutely. Well, when I heard you guys were going to be on the show, I'm like, of course they are. Of course. Dayton is for lovers. You have to have Jossel.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, is the Facebook the best place to check?
Yeah, definitely. We keep Facebook updated. We have a website also. It's jossolfamily.com.
Cool.
Other than Friday, we got the show on Friday, and then March 8th we'll be in Columbus with Lost on Innings with the Winter Fest. March 21st we'll be in Cincinnati at Stanley's Pub with Baku in the Afro Image Beat. And then the next day, the 22nd, will be with C4I, Bob Marley annual tribute at Pro Rockstar Arena. What is that? March, April 5th will be, a couple weeks later, we'll be back at, back with Baku. He's going to come up from Cincinnati with his band. We do like a poetry thing. We'll do that at Rockstars.
Nice.
At a pro wrestling arena. And after April, I think we're booking for end of April and May. We might have something already. I don't remember.
So, you know, you're just staying just a little busy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we told ourselves we started, like, you know, only one show per month, but it's too much fun to not.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. If you're having fun, why stop?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can we hear another one, guys?
Yeah, definitely. We're just going to take a song that we usually do with everybody, and we're just going to mix it up between us two. So, it's, you know, I mean, you're just going to get sort of not even really have an idea what's going on, because it's way bigger than this, but it's, but this is still fun.
Cool.
Exactly. Ready?
Girl, you move that body so right. Girl, 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 shake that body all night. Girl, you move that body so right. Girl, 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 shake that body all night. Thank you.
shake that body all night. We'll 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 shake that body all night. I say, but oh, baby.
Jostle live in the WISO studios. There's going to be six times that amount of sound on the stage at the Yellow Cab Friday night. They are playing as part of Dayton is for Lovers. It's a Valentine's Day dance this Friday night at the Yellow Cab. Action gets started around 9 o'clock. Jostle, Lost on Innings, DJ Jay Madewell will be providing the tunes. Eric Reith, Greg Clem, and Jennifer Clark will be displaying their artwork. And Jen is going to be doing a photo booth. It's a Valentine's Day dance. It's a party. It's a concert. It's an art show. It's all of the above, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got all the info up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, and info on how to connect with Jostle and Lost on Knittings there as well. Promise me you'll come back with the full band.
Definitely. Yeah, we have an EP coming out that we've been working on for ever. So we just got to mix it. So we just waiting to mix it, and we'll be done.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Definitely.
Well, then we will look forward to getting the whole crew back in here sometime this year. Awesome.
Sounds great.
Well, thank you guys for being here tonight. Jostle, Lost on Innings, and DJ Jay Madewell playing at Dayton is for Lovers Friday night at the Yellow Cab. There's music, there's art, there's all kinds of good stuff. There's photography. Check out all the info on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to get back to some recorded music with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.